On a handful of fires this summer, the Forest Service is testing out a new approach to try and keep its firefighters safe. It's a team of risk management experts that pores over maps and data to figure out where firefighting efforts are actually necessary and where they're likely to succeed. Its goal is to minimize unnecessary risk to firefighters. EarthFix reporter Tony Schick visited one of those fires in Southwest Oregon. He has this story.
Alice Carlton is staring at a lush hillside at the edge of a fire camp.
If you just look at this mountain behind you.
She's the forest supervisor on the Umpqua National Forest. It's mid-August, and we're at the Miles Fire, south of Roseburg, Oregon.
You can see how steep and rugged it is, and that's just an indication of the hillside from where we are.
Terrain like that makes wildland firefighting inherently dangerous. That's a problem for Carlton. She has to suppress that fire, but also keep firefighters as safe as she can. So, she's called on a Forest Service Risk Management Assistance Team, a crack squad sent in to analyze and support incident commanders.
How do we weigh the values that we all want to protect versus the risk to firefighters or to the public?
Before we go any further, let's examine the issue facing foresters like Carlton. The past century of suppressing natural fires in the West built up fuels for bigger, uncontrollable fire. And over that time, more than 1,000 people have died fighting wildfire. About a quarter of them have died in the past 15 years. That's despite advances in technology, training, and more emphasis on safety. So fire managers have been searching for how to make sure they only put people in harm's way when they really need to.
I think at least 20 people have lost their lives on fires that I was in some way responsible for.
Jim Pena retired in July as regional forester for the Forest Service over Oregon and Washington.
I look back on those and I said those people didn't need to die. Nobody needs to die, but we made decisions that we didn't recognize the risk we put them in, and because of that, somebody is not here today.
To Pena's point, studies have found fire managers commit significant firefighting resources after fire growth has stopped and in conditions where fire suppression is unlikely to be effective. That means firefighters are unnecessarily put in hazardous situations. So now, researchers at the Forest Service have begun experimenting with data to better inform their actions. The idea is if you send firefighters in to dig line or cut dead trees, you've literally calculated the likelihood of success versus tragedy. That brings us back to the Miles Fire, where all of this number crunching is put into action. It's a smoky morning, and outside the incident command post, Tom Montoya is holding a sheet of maps and charts. Montoya led this fire's risk management team.
One of the major products we produce is what we call a trade-off analysis.
They model out different scenarios. For instance,
you know, what if you don't do anything? Where's this fire going to go?
Or, on the other hand,
what if you put a lot of resources and you try to keep this fire as small as possible?
His team runs the cost-benefit of those and options in between. Another tool he calls the Suppression Difficulty Index.
It uses fuel conditions, topography, slope, fire behavior, all of those in a way that's displayed on a map, and it's color-coded. From blue to red, where you have the highest probability of controlling a fire and where you have the least probability of controlling that fire.
On this fire, one of those control lines was along a road, where before the fire, the Bureau of Land Management did tree thinning and lit a prescribed burn. BLM fire ecologist Jenna Volpe is seeing the forest just after the flames have subsided. She's encouraged.
What are you noticing?
There's some intact canopy, which is really nice to see. Green trees.
These treatments gave firefighters a sort of safe zone. They could catch small flames easily, with little worry about getting trapped or struck by a dead tree.
Fire spotting into the prescribed burn across the road, and that firefighters were able to get around those quickly because they're probably very short flame lengths.
So here on the Miles Fire, you can see preseason forest work and real-time data crunching, and they're working in concert to try and reduce the risk to firefighters. The Forest Service hopes the spread of that work means fewer unnecessary deaths among its firefighters. I'm Tony Schick in Milo, Oregon.